Scotland stays in the UK.
We have chosen unity over division.
8 dead in a Florida town.
Grandfather who shot his grandchildren and a daughter.
Wall Street welcomes a Chinese giant.
Literally, it is the largest e-commerce company in the world.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. United it stands. The United Kingdom remains as it is as Scots voted down the bid for independence in yesterday's historic referendum. And it wasn't all that close, 55% to 45%. CBS's Mark Phillips is in Edinburgh.
The big vote was in and the big scare was over. Scotland had voted to stay in the UK. In the end, the vote spread was larger than the nervous last-minute opinion polls had predicted. Yeah! Through the night, the results dribbled in. The battle was effectively over. The nays had it. Even Alex Salmond had to admit his dream of independence was over for now.
And Scotland has, by majority, decided not, at this stage, to become an independent country.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where there are seismic sighs of relief in the corridors of power.
There can be no disputes, no reruns. We have heard the settled will of the Scottish people.
British Prime Minister David Cameron famously said he'd be heartbroken if Scotland left. He'd likely also have been out of a job. Now, Cameron is left with a very full inbox. Not only did he promise the Scots even more self-determination, he now says Britain's other homelands, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, should have it too.
Well, here at home, we turn to the town of Belle, Florida, west of Gainesville, scene of a family massacre. CBS's Peter King is covering.
The 911 call reporting a shooting turned out to be from gunman Don Spirit, Gilchrist County Sheriff Robert Schultz.
Right now we have 8 victims. There are 6 children.
Spirit's grandchildren, 3 months to 11 years old. Schultz says Spirit also killed his adult daughter, then himself.
We have no indication of what caused this man to do what he did. And we may never know.
Spirit spent 3 years in prison for the accidental shooting death of his son. He got out in 2006. Peter King, CBS News, Gainesville, Florida.
In northeastern Pennsylvania, there's been no break in the hunt for a suspected cop killer. 31-year-old Eric Freen, a survivalist, is now on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
I do believe he's probably desperate. It's been cold at night. He's trying to survive out there. And so I'm sure that creates difficult circumstances for him to live in.
Freen is wanted for the ambush attack that killed a state trooper and wounded another. In California, there's been an arrest in connection with the big wildfire east of Sacramento. 37-year-old Wayne Huntsman's been charged with deliberately setting it. His sister can't believe it.
Even if we would have a bonfire, like at the beach or something, he'd be the one watching, making sure everything was okay.
2,000 homes are threatened by the fire. CBS's John Blackstone says it's 10% contained.
The difficulty here is accessibility. It's steep terrain, hard to get to, and the very dry condition of the forest. Wherever embers fall, the forest is ready to burn.
The water rose quickly in some towns in central Texas inundated by rain. Roger Wade of the Travis County Sheriff's Office says a deputy might have been swept away.
They found the car submerged in the water. It was shortly after that that the water went down enough that they could see that there was no one in the vehicle.
There could be more rain in that area today. President Obama got what he wanted from Congress for his new anti-terror strategy. Live to White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
So, Steve, the Senate now has cleared the way for the president's plan to arm and train forces the administration views as moderate Syrian rebels to fight ISIS. As he welcomed the vote, Mr. Obama again emphasized a now familiar pledge.
The American forces that have been deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham criticized that approach.
This is not the military strategy you would create to destroy or devastate ISIL.
Congressional votes on the strategy also revealed major differences among Democrats, Steve, with many liberals strongly opposed.
Well, French warplanes attacked ISIS targets in Iraq for the first time today. Home Depot tops Target in a way no one at the home improvement chain wants. It now has a larger data breach than the one that slammed Target just before Christmas last year. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
More Home Depot customers were affected, Steve, over a longer period of time.
Target breach was 3 weeks, and this was 5 months.
56 million credit and debit cards in the U.S. and Canada. There's no evidence debit pins were compromised. Still, customers must remain vigilant.
There isn't a lot you can do except keep an eye on your statement.
Advice from cyber security expert Brian Krebs.
If you have a choice between shopping with your debit card or your credit card, I would suggest doing it with your credit card.
Home Depot apologizing, says more encryption has been added.
Well, CBS Sports is reporting Procter & Gamble is pulling out of a planned breast cancer initiative with the NFL because of all the recent off-the-field trouble involving players. The company says it will still donate money to the cause. Athletes are part of a new public service campaign targeting sexual assault on campus, and so are President Obama and Vice President Biden.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge.
It's designed to get more victims to come forward and get more cases prosecuted. JetBlue is looking into yesterday's engine fire that sent smoke into the cabin on a flight that had just taken off from Long Beach, California. Eric Dominic and other passengers reached for the oxygen masks.
You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. It engulfed the entire cabin within seconds. The
plane landed safely. In West Africa, Sierra Leone, one of the Ebola hotspots, is ordering everyone in the country to stay in their homes for 3 days starting today. Volunteers are going house to house to search for victims. Made in China, the e-commerce giant Alibaba comes to the heart of American capitalism today. The initial public stock offering on Wall Street values the company at $168 billion, bigger than eBay, bigger than Amazon. Economist Max Wolf.
This is your PayPal, it's your eBay, it's your Amazon. It's about 84% market share, so about 84 cents of every dollar spent buying stuff online by a country with 1.3 billion people is passing through Alibaba's brands and network.
Long lines outside stores all over the world as the new Apple iPhone 6 is on sale today. Stores on the East Coast have just opened up. The betting is this man online in Las Vegas is going to like it.
I'm an iPhone fan. Yeah, and that 6 Plus, I need that.
The 6 Plus is the larger phone. Apple says pre-orders for the 6 top 4 million. Rival Samsung is taking pre-orders starting today for its new smartphone. A new discovery in Europe dating back to the dark days of World War II.
8 gas chambers hidden by the Nazis, in which at least 250,000 Jews were murdered, have been uncovered by archaeologists at the Sobibor concentration camp in Poland. To hide their genocide in 1943, the Germans demolished the gas chambers and paved an asphalt road over them. Little is known about Sobibor. Just 50 inmates ever escaped. The excavation established the dimensions of the gas chambers, giving a more precise picture of how many were killed. Also buried personal belongings, among them a Hebrew inscribed wedding ring. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
People complained, so now the San Diego School District says it's going to return an armored personnel carrier from the Pentagon's surplus. Police departments and some schools around the country have been taking on some of those MRAPs and other military gear to mixed reviews. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.